Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, oats. So in terms of quantity, the oat, Avena sativa, is a fourth leading grain produced in the United States beyond corn, wheat, and sorghum. Nevertheless, oats are an important grain and are famous for their health benefits and have increasingly grown in popularity in the United States. Although oats are hulled, this process does not strip away their bran and germ, allowing them to remain a concentrated source of fiber and nutrients. Different types of processing are then used to produce various oats products, which are generally used to make breakfast, cereal, baked goods, and stuffing. Common oats produced are oat groats, unflattened kernel grown as breakfast cereals in muffins and stuffings. Steel-cut oats produced by running oats through steel blades, which thinly slice them, creating a denser, chewier texture. Old-fashioned oats, these oats are steamed and then rolled. As a result, they have a flatter shape than do other oats. Quick-cooking oats, similar to old-fashioned oats, but after steaming, they are cut finely before rolling. Instant oatmeal, produced by partially cooking the oats rather than simply steaming them and then rolling them very thin. Often sugar, salt, and other ingredients are added to make the finished product. Oat bran, the outer layer of the grain that resides under the hull. While oat bran is found in all whole grain oat products, it may also be purchased as a separate product that can be added to recipes or cooked to make a hot cereal. Oat flour, a flour made from hull oats that is used in baking and in often combined with wheat or other gluten-containing flours when making leavened bread. So a little bit of the history. With their ancient ancestry tracking back to the wild red oats, oats are a relative newcomer to the whole grain theater and were the final major cereal grain to be cultivated in approximately 500 BCE in Europe. Due to their high perishability soon after harvesting, ancient Greeks and Romans saw the oats as a type of wheat suitable only for horses and barbarians. Interestingly, it was oat-eating barbarian who eventually conquered the Romans. Oats were originally used as a medicine and later on became a bona fide foodstuff for the Scots, British, Germans, and Scandinavians. The first Scottish settler brought oats to the New World in 1600. Today, only 4-5% of the oats grown commercially are used for human food. The largest cultivators of oats are the United States, Germany, Finland, Poland, and Russian Federation. Most of the oats grown are used for horse and other livestock feed. Nutritional highlights of the oats. Oats are a very good source of minerals, manganese, selenium, and phosphorus. They are also a good source of minerals, magnesium, and iron. Oats have more than 3 times as much magnesium as calcium, 177 milligrams versus 54 milligrams per cup of dry oats. And in addition, oats are a good source of vitamin B1 and soluble dietary fiber. Some of the health benefits. Oat bran's dietary fiber is high in beta-glucan, which helps to lower the cholesterol by binding bile and acids and removing them from the body via feces. Since 1963, more than 30 clinical studies have examined the effects of oat bran on serum cholesterol levels. Various oats preparations containing either the oat bran or the oatmeal have been used, including cereal, muffin, breads, and entries. The overwhelming majority of these studies demonstrate a very favorable effect on cholesterol levels. In individuals with high cholesterol level, above 220 milligrams per deciliter, the consumption of the equivalent of 3 grams of soluble oat fiber per day typically lowers cholesterol by 8 to 23%. This is highly significant, as with each 1% drop in serum cholesterol level, there's a 2% decrease in the risk of developing heart disease. 3 grams of fiber can be obtained by consuming approximately one bowl of ready-to-eat oat bran cereal or oatmeal. Although oatmeal fiber content 7% is less than that of oat bran, 15 to 26%, it has been determined that the polyunsaturated fatty acids contribute as much to the cholesterol-lowering effects of the oats as does the fiber content. Although oat bran has a higher fiber content, oatmeal is higher in polyunsaturated fatty acids. This makes oat bran and oatmeal quite similar in effectiveness. It is important to note, however, that although individuals with high cholesterol levels will see significant reductions with frequent oat consumption, individuals with normal or low cholesterol levels still will see little change. Studies also show that oat bran has beneficial effects on blood sugar as well. Adults with type 2 diabetes who were given foods high in oat fiber or given oatmeal or oat bran-rich foods experience a much lower rise in blood sugar than those that were given white bread or rice. So how do we select and store? With a lipid profile of approximately 20% saturated fat and 80% polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats, oats have higher fat content than the other grains and can go rancid more quickly. So as a result, we suggest to buy small quantities at one time. They're available pre-packaged as well as in bulk. So if you purchase already prepared oats, look at the ingredients list to ensure there is no salt, sugar, or other additives. If you buy oats in bulk, make sure that the bins are covered and that the store has a fast product turnover to ensure maximum freshness. You check the oats' aroma to make sure that they are fresh. Fresh oats have a clean, sweet, or grassy smell, whereas spoiled oats have a sharper, unpleasant odor. Visually inspect the package or the container to make sure there is no moisture in the oats. And oats can be kept for 2 months if well stored in airtight containers and left in a dark, dry, cool area. So you cook oats that are good for 2 to 3 days and can be frozen for 1 month, although the texture may become less favorable. So somewhat different cooking methods may be required for making hot oat cereal or porridge differ from different type of oats. So no matter what the type, rinsing is not prepared, and it is better to add the oats to cold water and heat to a simmer. Okay, so quick ideas for serving some of the oats. You can have a hearty breakfast, cook oats, and you can add a half a teaspoon of organic butter, a pinch of salt, sliced dry prunes or fruit of your choice with cinnamon, and you can add in raw walnut pieces to your cereal when you're cooking the oats. Okay, you can also add the oat flour or whole oats to your next bread or your muffin recipe. You can, with or without raisins, you can cook oatmeal cookies, a favorite for kids of all ages. So different types of ways that you can cook your oats. Okay, so safety measures. Oats are not commonly an allergenic food. However, they are classified as a member of gluten grains. So this grouping of grains has a traditionally included wheat, oats, barley, and rye, and is okay traditionally being avoided by individuals with wheat-sensitive conditions. So while the conclusion that the oats should be grouped together with wheat and systematically be avoided in a wheat-free diet is not supported by some research studies, more public health organizations continue to place the oats and the wheat together in category of gluten grains and recommended to elimination of oats along with the wheat and wheat for wheat sensitive individual. Celiac disease, also known as non-tropical sprue, is an intestinal disorder caused by inability to utilize gluten. So it is characterized by diarrhea, malabsorption of the nutrients, an abnormal small intestinal structure, and reverts to normal or removal and avoidance of dietary gluten. So you can, you know, do some more research to see or check with your doctors to see if you have celiac disease. Oats contain moderate to high amounts of oxalate. So individuals with a history of calcium oxalate containing kidney stones should limit their consumption of this food. Okay, so if you have, if you're allergic to oxalate, you know, you should not contain that. You should not consume oats. So this is Dr. Wanda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDub app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdub.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Wanda Herbert.